Today's digest for June 23, 2026, 10 stories today covering Anthropic's standoff with Washington, a wave of AI security tooling, fresh data breaches, and the machine behind every advanced chip, new models, guilty pleas, and a $400 million engine for etching silicon. Here's the rundown. We open with Anthropic, which is once again at odds with the federal government, this time over a coding model. Back in April, the company said it had built a model called Mythos that was so capable with code it could pose a global cybersecurity threat. On June 9, Anthropic released a modified public version called Fable. Within days, the government told the company that Fable was a threat to national security and placed export controls on the release. According to MIT Technology Review, Amazon's chief executive Andy Jassy was the one who warned officials the model would be dangerous, even though Amazon both invests in Anthropic and builds its own competing models. The piece lays out three things to watch. First, restricting these models could push developers toward Chinese open-weight systems that carry no such limits. Second, security researchers warn the ban may leave the country more exposed because access to the models was helping defenders prepare. And third, the clash is piling pressure on Congress to finally write real rules for frontier AI. Next up, staying with Anthropic. A privacy policy update effective July 8th says Claude may ask some users to verify their age or identity in certain circumstances. A spokesperson told TechCrunch this applies only to a small subset of users, specifically accounts flagged for possible fraud or abuse that are not immediately banned, rather than face an outright ban. Those users can appeal by proving who they are. When that happens, a user may be asked to upload a scanned government passport or driver's license and to provide a selfie photo or video. Anthropic then builds a face geometry template, the kind of data some states legally treat as protected biometric information. The verification itself is handled by a San Francisco company called Persona. Anthropic says it sets how long Persona keeps the documents, though it did not share specific deletion timelines. It is a narrow change on paper, but it nudges a chatbot one step closer to asking for your papers. Moving on to a building story. Developer Simon Willison took a small image inpainting model called Mobius and got it running entirely inside a web browser, using Claude Code as his coding agent. Mobius is tiny, just 0.2 billion parameters, yet it performs in the league of models 50 times its size. Inpainting is the trick where you mark a region of an image and the model cleanly fills it in or removes an object. The original ran on NVIDIA hardware and PyTorch, and Willison never wrote the porting code himself. Instead, he had Claude research whether it was feasible, then let Claude Code do the work, converting the model to the ONNX format and wiring it to run on the browser's web GPU backend. He published more than a gigabyte of converted weights to Hugging Face and tested the result in Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. The takeaway he draws is striking. Capable image editing can now live in a client-only web app with no server doing the heavy lifting at all. Also today, a research idea that Simon Willison flagged as one of the sharper takes on prompt injection in a while. The paper from Charles Yi, Jasmine Sui, and Dylan Hadfield-Manel argues that prompt injection is really a case of role confusion. Models are meant to separate trusted instructions, the system and assistant text, from untrusted user input. But the researchers found that models lean on the style and format of text, rather than its meaning, to decide which is which. When ordinary input is dressed up to look like an internal reasoning block, the model gets confused about whose instructions it is actually following. The striking result is what they called destyling. When they rewrote inputs to break the expected formatting, the average attack success rate in their dataset fell from 61% to 10%. The unsettling implication is that today's models perceive roles through surface appearance, not real understanding, which is exactly the gap attackers keep slipping through. Next, the open model race has a new leader. Writer ZV Mauschwitz calls GLM 5.2 from the Chinese lab Z.AI the strongest open weights model available right now on the Artificial Analysis Index. It scores a 51, trailing only the closed frontier of Fable, Opus 4.8, and GPT 5.5. Reviewers praise it for coding, long context work, and a consistent personality, and one called it at least as good as Opus 4.8 and GPT 5.5 for the money. There is a catch worth noting. The model appears to be distilled from Claude. It often identifies as Claude and mimics its voice, which means it likely inherits Claude's blind spots and overperforms on benchmark-style tasks. It also lacks native vision and burns through a lot of output tokens. ZVI pegs it at roughly 4 to 7 months behind the frontier, closer than past open releases. But the gap between open and closed is still very real. Now to a clever result in AI security research. A team built a system called EvoHunt that teaches AI agents to hunt for software bugs, not by upgrading the model, but by evolving a plain text playbook of audit instructions. Three agents work in a loop. One audits code and reports findings, A second checks them against known answers, and a third rewrites the playbook wherever the others got it wrong. The headline is the cost. The whole training run came to about $1,400 over a single month on subscription accounts. An open model running the evolved playbook flagged real vulnerabilities at 11.3% accuracy across 371 test cases, edging out OpenAI's Codex Security at 9.2%. More concretely, the system has produced 28 maintainer-confirmed zero-day vulnerabilities across 18 open-source projects, and one of those finds earned a $1,500 bug bounty. The lesson is that better instructions, not just bigger models, can move the needle on finding bugs. Staying on AI and security, OpenAI expanded its cybersecurity initiative called Daybreak, with a notable shift in emphasis from finding vulnerabilities to actually fixing them. At the center is Codex Security, a tool launched in March that the company says has already scanned more than 30 million commits across 30,000 codebases and automatically marked over 500,000 findings as fixed. The updated version lets developers run deep scans, generate severity-rated reports, trace how an attack could reach vulnerable code, and draft patches that human teams review before anything ships. Behind it sits a specialized model, GPT 5.5 Cyber, available to verify defenders. OpenAI is also opening a partner program so security vendors can build these capabilities into their own products and funding researchers to work directly with open-source maintainers. The throughline is keeping a human in control, choosing which findings to chase and which fixes to trust, while the model does the heavy scanning. Onto a breach with an awkward guest list. Vancouver market intelligence firm Clue was hacked on June 12th when attackers got in through a compromised legacy credential tied to an integration tool because Clue plugs into its customers' systems. The fallout reached 9 companies and the name Sting. They include the security firms Huntress, HackerOne, Jamf, Recorded Future, and Tanium, alongside Gong, Insurity, OneTrust, and Snyk. The stolen data was mostly business contact information, names, work emails, phone numbers, and job titles, pulled in part from connected Salesforce databases. A group calling itself Icarus claimed responsibility and threatened to publish the data on June 24th unless it gets paid. Clue brought in CrowdStrike to respond and cut its integrations to stop the bleeding. It is a sharp reminder that your security posture is only as strong as the third-party vendor quietly wired into your customer data. Now some accountability in a case you may remember. Two members of the hacking group Scattered Spider have pleaded guilty over the 2024 cyber attack on Transport for London. Talha Joubert, age 20, from London, and Owen Flowers, age 18, from Walsall, admitted to violations under the Computer Misuse Act. Over 4 days in early September of 2024, they broke into the transit agency's network, reaching the Oyster refund system and disrupting the photocard application used by younger riders. The cleanup was brutal. The attack cost Transport for London about £29 million and forced all 28,000 employees to come into offices in person to reset their passwords. Investigators from the National Crime Agency and City of London Police recovered screenshots, videos, and Telegram messages tying the two together, and linked Flowers to intrusions at U.S. healthcare systems as well. Both men are due to be sentenced on July 16th. And we close with the most expensive machine in tech you have probably never seen. MIT Technology Review went inside ASML's newest chipmaking tool, a high numerical aperture, extreme ultraviolet lithography system. It is the size of a double-decker bus, weighs more than 150 tons, and costs about $400 million each. Here's what it does. It fires lasers at molten tin tens of thousands of times a second to make extreme ultraviolet light, then bounces that light off a chip blueprint and shrinks the pattern onto a silicon wafer. The new optics push resolution down to 8 nanometers, about the width of 40 silicon atoms, which roughly triples how many transistors fit on a chip. ASML builds around 90% of the world's chip lithography tools, and Intel is the first buyer, assembling the debut unit in Oregon. It is a quiet reminder that the entire AI boom, every model we just talked about, ultimately rides on a handful of these machines from one company in the Netherlands. That is the rundown for June 23rd. A government showdown, a cheaper way to hunt bugs, fresh breaches, and the machine quietly underpinning all of it. Thanks for listening, and we will be back tomorrow with another digest.